come off the bench Sunday, and all of a sudden it's that moment that you never know if it's going to happen or not. Your initial feeling when all of a sudden they said, hey, get in there, left tackle.
Well, you know, I was prepared. Obviously, being a swing guy at both tackles, and probably first one in, maybe even for guard, definitely kept an eye on everybody. But, yeah, obviously, you know, your heart starts beating a little faster and jump in. Really sucks to see a guy go down, you know, a friend and a teammate. But felt pretty good. After first, second play, started to, like, okay, you know, I do something.
One thing about this league is, and any football, it's always important to get an offensive line playing together. And in this league, of course, everybody's together for the first time. How important the mini camps and training camp and all that you felt comfortable going in there once you got your feet under you?
Yeah, obviously, the more you can do as a unit and build that, the trust is the main thing. You trust the guy next to you is going to do the job. You know, the better you're going to be as a unit. So I think we have an awesome group of guys here, and I pretty much trust everybody here. So it wasn't an issue. I felt like just, you know, we're all kind of gears on the machine. So you had to take one out and put another one in, and we still operating pretty smoothly. So
you mentioned after the first couple of plays you felt pretty good. That second half, well, I mean, you guys just all of a sudden everything was clicking on offense consistently. Was it something you did differently, or is it just maybe just the flow of the game where you just figured out what was going to work and really got after it?
You know, I don't think we didn't really do anything differently. I think things just kind of came together, you know. Sometimes, you know, you go three and out, you might do it two, three times, and you can't really – a good player doesn't lose their mind, and you just kind of keep doing what you know what works. And it just started clicking for us, and that's the way balls, you know, football happens sometimes. So,
how frustrating is it? I know on that interception, the coach admitted that the league told him there should have been an offside on the play.
Oh, the league did tell.
Yeah, the league tell. Yeah, the league. Yeah, so maybe the coach didn't tell everybody, but yeah. I mean, that's one of those gray areas there where you obviously, as he said, you got to play. You just never know if there really is a flag. But how frustrating is that when a play like that happens and turns into a big play in the game?
Yeah, it's obviously extremely frustrating, but he is right that, you know, no matter what happens, we got to play to the whistle, and you know, that's the way it happens sometimes, you know. You know, you just got to – we had 24 hours to think about it and just put it behind us, and now we're on to New York, so.
I was going to say, going on to New York, what have you seen from that team in terms of what you have to go against? We know they had problems offensively, but you can't worry about that. What do they look like defensively and what you're going to have to contend with this week?
I think the guys play hard. It's definitely going to be some intense competition down there in the trenches. I think we have a great game plan going in, and we're kind of putting that together right now and coming together as a unit and understanding it. But it's going to be a battle just like every game. Anything can happen in any game, and just like what happened with the Houston game, that's a 14-point swing right there. So just, you know, we're prepared, and I think we'll feel confident going into it.
In your situation now, you can prepare knowing you're going to be out there. That's a big plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity that's arisen. Obviously, you don't want to take anything away from Jay Campos, you know, a good friend of mine, which is kind of a, you know, a bad thing right there. But, you know, I'm definitely going to take advantage of the opportunity and feel pretty comfortable right there on the left side and just have fun, you know. You don't get many of these games, so you got to take advantage of it.
Well, one thing we say, it's going to be fun in that dome from everything they're saying. It's going to be a wild atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Everybody here in St. Louis has just been just far and above and beyond just hype and excited for us. Every time I go out, have like Battlehawks gear on, everybody's just like, hey, what's up? Can't wait to be out there. And everybody's just pretty positive. So I can't wait to see how it's rocking there in the dome, you know.
Thanks for your time. Good luck Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, man.